called fingers.
What was I doing? Where was I touching
it? That was my forehead. It's very cold. Right, okay. Now, story is the terrible tidy bod. Luke, you're the laziest boy in the world, cried Mrs. Lively. His room was so untidy she could hardly get in. Look at all this mess, sighed Luke's mother as she clambered over a pile of books, clothes and toys.
Done.
Very familiar. All you do all day is play on that beeping computer, said Mrs. Lively crossly. Luke wasn't listening. He had just reached level 12 on Android attack. Now he needed to concentrate. I've had just about enough, young man, snapped Mrs. Lively. You have 1 week to clean up this room or the computer goes, she threatened. I mean it. Luke heard that loud and clear. He couldn't possibly live without his computer, but cleaning his room would take forever. I need someone to help me clean up, he thought. He spent the next 2 hours searching the internet for cleaning companies. They were all too expensive. Luke had almost given up hope when an advertisement popped up on the screen. Cyberstuff Products present the incredible TidyBot. It sweeps, it polishes, it shifts your junk. Free 14-day home trial. Send no money. How can you live without it? Please allow 2 to 6 days for delivery. That's just what I need, cried Luke. It can clean my room, then I'll send it back. Just under a week later, the TidyBot arrived at Luke's house. He managed to sneak the box up to his room before his mother dashed past on her way out. I want that room clean by the time I come back, she shouted. The front door slammed behind her. Luke had just 2 hours. He ran to his room and excitedly tore open the box. First, he read the instruction booklet. Then he aimed the remote control. The TidyBot was ready for action. Luke pressed the red button twice and the robot jerked to life. Allow me to put away your clothes, sir. In minutes, all Luke's underpants, shirts and socks were off the floor and neatly put away. Luke was impressed. He pressed button after button. The robot whizzed around the room, obeying every command. Allow me to put your box on the shelf, sir. Allow me to vacuum your carpet, sir. Allow me to put away your toys, sir. In no time at all, the bedroom was cleaner than it had ever been. Luke couldn't wait to see his mother's face when she returned. He took a step back to admire the TidyBot's work. As he did, he heard a loud crack. The remote control was bent and broken. How can I return it now, he thought. But Luke had more important things to worry about. Breaking the control unit had made the TidyBot go crazy. Allow me to put your books on the shelf, sir. Oh dear, what's he doing, Henry? Is he putting the books back? What's he doing?
He's throwing them.
He's throwing them around again, isn't he? It hurtled around the room until it was messier than ever. Allow me to put away your clothes, sir. What's he doing, really? What's he doing there?
He's getting them all out. He's
putting them all out again. Before Luke could stop it, the rampaging robot zoomed out of his bedroom and down the stairs. It went through every room in the house, leaving a messy trail behind. Allow me to vacuum your carpet, sir. Oh dear, am I not going to... Look. What's he vacuuming back there? He's not vacuuming the carpet, is he?
He's vacuuming a cat.
Yeah. Allow me to make your toast, sir. Oh dear. Now he's firing burnt toast. Allow me to wash your car, sir. Oh dear, that doesn't look very much like a car, does it?
No.
What's that?
Bath.
Yeah, but what's he washing, though?
A dog.
That's it. Finally, the robot's battery went flat and it ground to a halt. Luke stared at the house in horror. What would his mother say? He spent the next hour sweeping, mopping and polishing. Then he repacked the robot and hid it in the shed. When he'd finished, he was so tired that he went to his bedroom to lie down. He was in for a shock. Oh no, I completely forgot about my room, he said. As he slumped onto his bed in despair, his mother returned. Look at this room," she cried, but Luke was so exhausted he didn't hear. Mrs. Lively shook her head as she carried off Luke's computer. "You really are the laziest boy in the world," she said.
Lazy.
Lazy. Yeah, she's got no idea how much sweeping and tidying he did in the last hour. After the robot.
The robot's naughty.
Yeah, the robot went berserk.
He just tidy it up again and then mess it all up again.
Yeah, that's because the remote control went wrong. Mm-hmm.
He did.
Right then.